Welcome back to ESP Speaks. We're always excited that you're here. Thank you for coming on. It is January 15th. We're 3 weeks in. What a year it's been thus far with all of the changes and people that we're losing and COVID amping up again. And okay, I wanted to spend some time directly with you, because Jax and I have been reading your emails and there's something that we are seeing that we wanted to address. But before I get to that, you're watching us on Facebook Live or Twitter or YouTube Live or also Twitch Live. If in the event that you can't sit with us for the whole 40 minutes, what you can do is just click the share button beneath me and send it to yourself. That way you can watch it later in your own time whenever you want. Please do share, because if you keep coming back, there is someone in your circle who also may be appreciative of the content as well. So share. We thank you always for your listenership and for the keeping our numbers in the stratosphere as you have been, and it's just wonderful. We so appreciate it. If you also want to watch us on the go, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, we're also on IG, as I said before, we're on Anchor, and on actually all the major platforms right now where you can listen to podcasts, and we are ESP Speaks everywhere except for IG, where we're Speaks ESP. If you like the show and you want to support the show, as many of you have indicated that you would like to do, please do find yourself over at anchor.fm and support. And we appreciate it and we love you for it. Today, however, as I said, I wanted to be a little more intimate with you and come closer and really dig in to something that Jax and I have been seeing and are concerned about. We get, on average, per week, anywhere from 200 to 800 emails. Some of them are requests, some of them are statements, some of them are just saying, we love you guys. Some of them are talking about issues and problems that you'd like us to help you address, or something that you want us to look at, or a show that you want us to do. And we love reading them, and some of them are very funny. But we've watched over the past couple of weeks, there's been a shift. Now, originally we thought it was COVID, and or as Jack says, everybody being COVID out. And they were getting a little crazy. What I've been seeing is an overwhelming sense of hopelessness. That to me is troublesome, because we all get depressed. And when you send us information about where do I tap into this, or where do I tap into that, we reply, we answer. A lot of you know, you contact us regularly with regard to your mental health, and especially with food health. But as I said, these are shifting in a way that said, we've got to do something. We've got to share a different type of information for you right now. Some of you are in a state of panic. We've never felt panic before, but we've been feeling a state of panic now. And it's understandable, because we're all dealing with this. COVID has become a weight. And prior to COVID, there was stuff that you were all dealing with, and COVID just exacerbated it. So, but I want to talk about some very specific issues that we have been seeing. And as I said, Jackson and I sat down and really put this together so we could get it all in. So, the anger level has changed in your correspondence. And the ones of you who have called, there are several of you that call on a repeated basis and call us directly, and you're becoming angry. And again, all of these things are human emotions that we understand, but we're in a position to offer you information that can possibly help. So I put this out there again to the ones who are just listening for the first time. Because we function as a society that looks down on, it's an old school kind of thing where we look down on therapy and so on, but we have a safe zone for you here. So contact us. If you need the help, we will get you whatever help that you need. It doesn't matter where you're at, because we have people in England, we have people in Thailand, we have people all over the world, we have people all over the United States that are prepared to help you. So just contact us and let us know. And don't be afraid to write the letter. We're at espspeaks@gmail.com. That's where you guys send the heaviest amount of your mails. Or you hit me on, some of you are friends of mine on Facebook directly. There's an ESP Speaks page where you can always send information. And then there's my personal page for those of you who know me directly. Contact us. We're here to help. And we're here to open you up to the resources that you need to help get through this craziness. But like I said, the hopelessness was really what made me stop to have this conversation with this one-on-one. So let me just dive right in. A lot of you are lumping everything together. There's the finances, there's the relationship, there's the kids, there's the out of school, there's the out of work, there's it's a lot. There is a lot. And we empathize with you. We're going through certain levels of this with you. But I'm going to tell you what I tell my kids. How do you eat an elephant? And of course, they look at me like I'm crazy and go, Mommy, what the hell are you talking about? But really, how do you eat an elephant? The answer is one bite at a time. There is no way in hell that you're going to be able to manage everything at once. You have even just how you handle your work situation or your school situation, whatever it is that you do, you piece it up and break it down into lesson plans. The same thing you have to do with handling your life and the changes that are going on. Another thing that some of you, a lot of you with this one, a lot of you. Oh, I'm tired of hearing about what are you doing during the pandemic and what did you do to improve yourself and what some of you just did nothing, and not for nothing, that's okay. Because you're going to have to find your pace and your niche or your pocket to work through this, because it's not, do you want to? You have to at some point. Some of you have gone through such major shifts, whether it be your career. There are a lot of moms who left the office and have now not gone back and have had to build businesses in order to keep things going, to replace that income. They're single moms. Social services are not helping, or you made too much to get the social service. There is a lot, but you know what? You got to stop. And you have to sit and put it on paper and see your life. Another thing that we have seen, or I have seen specifically, is some of you seem afraid to look at what is happening. You think by some magic intervention that it is going to just clear up and you'll be able to get on board and go back into things. That's not the case. This is your life that we're talking about. For some of you, it's the life of your families as well. You have to stop, sit, and reassess. For some of you, you have to rebuild. So for some of you, you have to start from the beginning. But you can do it. So we're going to offer you a couple of tools, and we're going to just let you know that we're out here by sitting and discussing what maybe some pieces that we give to you today can help. So let's jump in right now. I'm going to ask you to ask yourself a question. I want you to be extremely honest about it. What's really blocking you from looking at this? And be honest with yourself. Forget about being honest with me and Jax. Be honest with yourself. What is blocking you? Because a lot of you, it's not just the COVID situation, it's not just the pandemic situation. You had some mess before. And everything that's happening now is just compounding it. So you're even, those are the ones that who are in the state of panic, because you weren't planning before. You never thought anything like this would have happened. But okay. I want to ask you a question. And once again, be honest with yourself. Are you standing in your own way? Sometimes you need to you need to grab the reins and kind of shake yourself up, because a lot of us get in our own way of our own progress, in our own development. We feel that we have to be in control of things, and if it doesn't go our way, it's tantamount to a temper tantrum. Say that 10 times fast. But let's sit back, and I want to break down some specific points for you. In the meantime, we're going to take a 60-second break. I want you to grab a pen and a piece of paper, and I really want to this is not going to be a long show, but it's going to be an important show, because I want to hit on some really specific points that if you're writing them down, I want you to be able to look at later and really analyze for yourself and restructure. So let's take a quick break, and we're going to go and see what IAS Live Music Review is doing. They're our sponsors for this week, and they have some really fabulous things going on. So take a quick look. We'll be back in a second. We'll be right back.
AAS Live Music Review and join our live studio audience, submit right now. Send us your information, IASMusicSubmit@gmail.com. You might get some drinks.
What?
And some food.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Join us.
Not mine. You know, the craft services is every day.
And right. And the drinks are lit.
Okay, so getting back to these emails. As a team, these are the top things that we saw and wanted to address. And right out the box, this is something that I even had trouble with. It's taken me years to train myself out of this thought process. Stop it. Every time you get up against a wall, every time you get up against a situation, every time, some of us have a mindset where, like, I'm a type A personality and it's just drive, and I have to be better and I have to be on top and I have to be. And a lot of you are like that, but that's not real world. That's upbringing. That's the West Indian parent who says, when you get a 98 on a test and you bring it home and they say, well, what happened to the 2 points? Many of you know what I'm talking about when I say that. They couldn't appreciate the work that you did to get the 98%. But that's a training that you're brought up with that creates a mindset where you always have to be the best. And when you get older, when you become an adult, it's tiring. So what tends to happen with that type of personality or that type of training in the personality is we just, and I'm going to use a term that a lot of y'all are not used to hearing me say, fuck it. We just throw in the towel. It's like, I don't have to deal with this shit. Okay. And I'm going to give it to you honest and raw today. So there are a couple of things that I might say that may be surprising to you, but some of you have gotten into the habit of saying, fuck it, I don't want to deal with it, where you actually look for things in whatever situation it is in order for you to get out of it. You gotta stop it. And here's why. The big point as to why that's important. You're getting older. When you were 20, that might have been cute. When you were 30, you might have been able to get away with it. When you were 40, I hope you said at 40, you know what, let me buckle down because I have to dot, dot, dot. But some of y'all are pushing 50, looking at 60. You don't have time to be throwing in the towel and starting again. You can. Some of us have the energy to do so, and we're learning every day, but that's a whole nother subject that we're going to deal with down the line. You have to really start preparing for the later years because your energy levels are changing right now. Your life is changing. There's certain things that need to be locked in so you can make sure that you're okay and you can make sure your kids are okay. So floundering around and throwing your hands up in the air and saying whatever is no longer an option. Stop stopping. Instead, what you need to be doing is looking at the situation, looking at where you're at in that situation, whether it be a relationship, whether it be a job, whether it be, and all of these are different forms of relationship and interaction with a person. See where you are and decide to make a shift. As opposed to, you know what? I'm going to give you an example. I, 30 years ago, was in the health industry. I was a trainer. And someone else, another woman came in. I had a specific market of things that I was doing at that time that had not been done yet. That was the day when they just bought out the step Step Aerobics had just come out. But I did a shift and was doing a multi-circuit. I was a little before my time and had started doing a multi-circuit that didn't require weights. There were people around me that didn't appreciate that and were kind of making waves to me, for me, to the upper management. Instead of me standing there and fighting my ground, holding my ground, I let this person agitate me into a situation where I threw my hands up in the air and said, F you, and walked out. Mind you, they stayed for another 5 years and excelled in that company, whereas I was so ticked off, pissed off, caught up in my BS at the time, that not only did I shift out of the industry altogether, but I never went back and damaged myself, because at that point, I was so physically fit at that point that I started putting on weight after that, and the depression of resetting and having to find another, or going back into another industry that I was in before to put myself back in the market of something, that's a lot of work. Don't get caught up in your feelings, because feelings don't pay the bills. That's a biggie. So stop stopping. If anything, pause and reset and assess the situation and see where you are and where you need to be, or what you need to do to move forward in the situation. The second thing, and this connects directly to the last story that I told you, and I'm going to try to keep my stories out of it because it's about you. Other people is number two. How do you interact with other people? Now, the relationships that you have with your siblings is a big deal. The relationship that you have with your parents is a big deal. As you interact with other people in and out of life as you grow and you get older, these original relationships that taught you to deal with people are a big deal on how you handle. But you got to grow up. That's the defining factor. You have to mature because you have to be able to see your place with the people around you that are not family. And sometimes you got to see your place with the people that are family as well. But understand this. What people have to say about you is none of your damn business. If you have a path, and you have a job, and you have made a decision that you want something and have a goal in it, what other people around you have to say should not make a difference to you getting from point A to point B or point Z, because none of them are paying your rent. None of them are paying your bills unless they are a direct supervisor or your partner in this mission. You should not care what any of them have to say with regard to you. I'm not saying be a bitch. I'm not saying, you know, upset the apple cart and not care what they feel. I am telling you that a lot of us look for validation outside of ourselves, because once again, these are the relationships that we had with our siblings or parents. We need approval. So people in authoritative positions, we find ourselves with in the situation of needing their approval before we move forward. If you have a plan and you have a goal, stick to your plan, stick to your goal, and do what you have to do to get to where you need to be. And as I said, unless you are eating, sleeping, or paying bills with these people, it shouldn't matter. Keep going. Okay? So all of those points actually connect one to the next. Change your mindset. Some of you are the most negative individuals that I have ever met. Well, in this case, on paper. You cannot be so negative about life. How do you wake up like this? Okay. Decide the night before that you're going to wake up the next morning. Literally, I do this. I'm going to wake up tomorrow and it's going to be better and we're going to start the day fresh, because every day that you get up, you're ahead of the game. Some people didn't wake up this morning. And some people are not going to wake up tomorrow morning. But I'm going to spend my day doing the best possible job of being me that I can be, so that if I don't get up tomorrow, that's what people are going to remember. Somebody asked me, why do you make these posts every morning that, you know, oh my God, ESPN, you're just too positive all the time. Well, I make those posts, quick story, I make those posts because it's part of my mindset to say something good every morning. I try to say something good or say something funny and I share it with the rest of the world. But I will tell you, there was a time period where I said, nobody's listening to this. Nobody's reading this crap. And I got a call several days later. Actually, it was 2 weeks later. And the person said to me, what's going on? Why did you stop? And I was like, stop what? They said, you used to post every morning on Facebook and you used to post. I'm about to date myself. There used to be a place called Black Planet. Facebook wasn't as popular as it is now with older people. It was popular with the young college kids. But they said to me, why did you stop posting? And I said, well, I didn't think anybody was listening. And they said, well, let me explain something to you. You kept me from jumping off a bridge. I was like, what? I picked up the phone to text my daughter. Actually, I wanted to call my daughter. I really intended to jump off the bridge. And I picked up the phone and saw your message. And it rang to me because I felt whatever it was that you said, I don't remember what they said to me, what it was that I said, but I don't remember what it is now specifically. The story is very important though. They said that it was meant for them. Whatever I said that day changed them. And it was like you were talking specifically to me. And after I read it, I just couldn't do it. And I ended up calling my daughter and speaking to her, and she was hearing the noises of like passing ships in the background. And this was before they put the guards on the 59th Street Bridge. So I was just overwhelmed with that. And they said, you can't stop because you never know who is affected and what's affecting that person, what you're going to say. So having said that, come to a point where if you're not going to wake up with a sense of joy for yourself, wake up with a sense of joy for somebody else, because that might be the day where somebody you know very well needs to hear something from you that's joyful. All right, again, be honest with yourself, because people ask, how are you? This is a big thing for me. How are you? We just by rote ask, hey, how are you? But nobody really stops to listen to the answer. And when people actually listen to the answer, it's whatever, and you're whining, you're moaning. How about no matter what day it is, whether I'm good, bad, or indifferent, the answer to that question is I'm fantabulous. Now, if you know me, you're going to know whether there's something wrong or not, because the people that are close to us, sometimes we're attuned to a hey. I have girlfriends who pick up the phone and be like, what's up? And I haven't even said anything yet. It's like, what's happening? I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, I feel you from here. What's going on? And I cannot lie to them. Then there are people that are in my general vicinity who are like, okay, ESP, what's going on? But here's the thing. Give the best of yourself every moment, because you don't know what the next moment is going to flow into. Let me give you that again. if you're constantly depressed and constantly on woe with me and you don't know, you might be talking to somebody who makes a difference in your industry within the next 5 minutes, and it behooves you to get amped up. It behooves you to be in a place of, all right, this is a crappy day, but you know what? I'm going to go out there and I'm going to fix myself up. I'm going to slap on that makeup. I'm going to pull up my tie and I'm going to do the best I can. And you turn the corner and the guy that you needed to talk to about whatever it was that was going to change your life may be around that corner ready to say to you, good afternoon, how you doing? Are you going to greet him with, hey, hi, how are you? I'm such and such. Or are you going to be like, yo, whatever, get the fuck out of my face. I mean, which one is it? It really is that simple. So if you make a decision from the jump to get out of the bed as soon as your feet touch the floor to be that supercharged person, maybe it'll take you a little bit to warm up, but be that person and step forward. You're already in the game because just waking up puts you in the game. You're on the plus side. Anything that's 6 feet up is on the plus side. All right. Number four. Also another biggie. All of them are biggies. Your lack of planning. Do you realize that we spend more time planning a 2-week vacation than we do planning the next 20 years of our lives, the next 5 years of our life? How some of you haven't even looked at retirement and you're in your 50s. What are you doing? But you're complaining. You're sending us emails asking for help, and we appreciate that. We're giving you the help. We're exposing you to the help. We're following up on the help with the people and the names, because we don't just send you to an agency. We give you names of people that we have dealt with. And I personally call the people and say, hey, did such and such and such call you yet? Because I gave them your name a week and a half ago, or look out for them. Hell, I give them your number, so that they will not accidentally send you to the answering machine. Because when I give you somebody's number, I'm giving you their personal number, not their business number. So I want their phone to be prepped. I get so many calls that I'm a person who likes to program people in my phone so I don't send you to the answering machine by accident. And you're calling, or you're not calling these people, but you're calling me back to complain. Guys, you have to sit and plan your life. I'm going to expose you to, there is a woman, she's a pastor. Her name is Cassandra Mack. She has a series of books that specifically deal with this subject. She's on Facebook. She has Cassandra Mack Ministries, and she also has Cassandra Mack's Tools for Divine Living or something to that effect. But you know what? As I'm talking, it's right here. Tap into her, because there are books that she has written that will change your life. And yes, she's a minister, but not everything comes from that perspective. She's degreed in social work and in psychology. So again, see, this is what when I talk to people directly, I've already, in reading your email, I've searched for the information for you. And then when we talk on the phone, I'm giving you specifics as to what you need to do in connecting you with the people. But once again, you're not doing your own planning, but you want us to do the planning for you. You've got to take a grasp of your life and start planning. And in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be doing more shows that deal specifically with how to plan this, how to plan that, how to plan for your retirement. What are you doing? I want to buy a house. How to plan to buy the house? Because the rules have changed on this game since the pandemic. You got to beg for houses that you would walk by and say, I'm never going to live in that. There are people buying them skyrocketing. houses that I wouldn't pay $400,000 for, they are selling for $800,000-$900,000 because there's just no inventory. But we're getting off in a whole different subject. The point that I'm trying to make is that you need to sit down and start planning. There are also, Pastor Mac does a vision board. See your life. Put your life on paper so you could actually graft it out. We get mad at different ethnicities of people and how they do things, but we're not willing to emulate what they do. We're mad at them because of their success, but we're not emulating what they do to be successful. I'm sorry. That's just silly, but we're going to talk about that too in a minute. All right. Next, what motivates you? What inspires you? Okay, so now we go back to the comment in the beginning that I made where people are saying, oh, what did you do during the pandemic? How did you shift during the pandemic? What's new about you during the pandemic? I have people who've learned whole different languages during the pandemic because that's what worked for them. I have people who left their jobs and built their own business because that's what works for them. I have people who lost their jobs and say, you know what? I've always wanted to do XYZ. And they did it. That's for them. What's for you? What is for you? If everything shut down again today, now you've had practice. We've been going through this pandemic nonsense for 2 years now. You've had practice. If everything was shut down again today, what would you do differently? What would you branch out into? And what would you be inspired by? You really need to ask yourself that question because we're still in a period by which there is funding. There are different gaps that are opening because the pandemic has happened that you may be able to tap into. But I can't tell you what you want to do. I can't tell you what inspires you. You've got to tell me. And then when you write that letter again, we can tap you into where you need to go. And that was a very specific statement because I had three people who wanted me to tell them what they were put here on this earth to do. I can't do that. You got to tap into that. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And we're going to go see what Jax is doing. Because, you know, she always has something cooked up. But do come back because number 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 are really, really biggies. You're here sitting with ESP Speaks. We'll be back in a second.
You know, every woman wants to put her best face forward, but makeup can be expensive. So I found something really good, NoReal. I get lipsticks, eyeshadows, makeup brushes, you name it, they got it. Made of ingredients known to man, NoReal will not break the bank. So if you're strapped for cash and you want to put your best face forward, try NoReal. We don't know what it is, but it's worth it.
NoReal, semi-professional, semi-safe makeup for the budgetista in you. Sold at bodegas everywhere. Get yours today.
And we're back. So listen, family. We're sitting here talking about the finer points of what we can do for ourselves, how we are looking at what 2022 has for us, and what's stopping? What are the roadblocks? But I want to ask you this, and this is a biggie. All of them have been biggies, but this is a biggie. What leads you? What are you driven by? If you want to be a millionaire, who are you seeking after? Because if you want to be a millionaire, I don't understand why you're still around the same dead ass people that you've been hanging around. A millionaire's mentality is totally different than the mentality of the average Joe. Now, I didn't say an average Joe can't become a millionaire, but stick with what I'm trying to say. If you want to be a baker, you don't hang out with a fisherman. If you want to be a horticulturist, you don't go to NASA and learn to become an astronaut. If you want to be a millionaire, you put yourself in the direct environment of people who are millionaires, people who are making money, people who know how to make money. Okay, so here it comes, because this is what I get when I typically have this conversation and speak on it. This is what I get. Well, ESP, I don't know any millionaires. Yes, you do. Ever hear of Tony Robbins? There are several millionaires on the internet. Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, Richard Branson, Jay-Z. Okay, here's what you're missing. Because if you're over 50, that's the zone that you're thinking in. Well, I don't know any millionaires. You might have bankers or hedge fund friends that you knew from college, but the kids, it's really interesting that the kids get this. You're on the web every day. You carry it in your pocket. I'm sorry, the internet. We learn the web. We still, and our antiquated asses have not grasped this whole notion that we do not have to pull out the Encyclopedia Britannica and look things up in a phone book anymore. Yes, I still have my phone book. We can't get past that because there's a sense of security in holding things in our hand and having a paper and having a backup trail. Well, now the backup is a flash drive. So get with it. The entire internet is full of millionaires. How they do it, what they do it, and here's another thing, they write about it. So how do you not know a millionaire? Okay, if you don't know them personally, you still have access to the information, you have access to wealth, you have access to building the mindset of becoming a millionaire. So let's go back on that. When a millionaire wakes up in the morning, he wakes up in a specific way. Yes, he opens his eyes, he puts his feet on the floor, he puts his pants on one leg at a time, just like we all do. But he does it at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. There is not one millionaire. We think that a millionaire is on lavish trips all the time and driving fancy cars. This is part of their lifestyle. That is true. But all the millionaires that I know personally, they get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. The first thing they do is meditate. Now, you get the connotation that meditating is something religious for some of you. It's actually spiritual, which has nothing to do with religion, but that's a whole nother ball of wax. They meditate. There are different forms of meditation. Not all of them are Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, but you can meditate on a piece of paper. You can meditate on an object, whatever that meditation is for you, but they meditate every morning and they exercise because they understand that in order to get the juices flowing up here, they got to get the juices flowing through their body. They might have horrible diets. They might have horrible living styles, just at a more expensive rate. But these are the things that millionaires do to start their day. The biggest thing, they get up early. Now, the mindset, simple things. We think that when we're on time, we're on time. Let me tell you something. Every millionaire I know, you're on time, you're late. To be on time is to be late. If you're supposed to be there at 9 o'clock, you show up at 8:30. That's what millionaires do. Not only do they show up in their on-time process, which for you is early, they are prepared. Here's another common denominator. They don't always feel that they have to be the smartest person in the room and show it. Let me give you that one again. They do not always feel that they have to be the smartest person in the room and show it. I did not say that they are not the smartest person in the room. They well could be the smartest person in the room. And trust me, if it's their field, they're going to make sure they're the smartest person in the room. But they have enough sense to sit there quietly, listen to everything around them, and shut up and let the information be dispersed as they sop it in and prepare the answer. Because they had prepared the answers at 4 o'clock in the morning while you were sleeping. Get with the millionaire mentality. Millionaires never say that they don't have money. I'm not talking about announcing. I'm talking about mantras. There are processes that they go through every day where they accept what's around them, and they make sure that they spend, the ones that are spiritual, spend time with the spiritual forces around them to let them know, I appreciate, I am grateful, and I have the abundance, and it consistently runs through me. How many of y'all wake up every morning and say that besides me? No, because you're too busy complaining about your overdraft bank account. Where am I going to get the next rent? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? There is a wonderful process that happens when you sit still and take stock of what you're grateful for. Because magically, it shifts you. Because being grateful is a huge shifting growth process that every one of us needs to learn. We take it for granted that we open our eyes every day. We take it for granted that we can walk. We take it for granted that we can talk. Some of y'all take it for, listen, I'm going to do a show on my 6 brain surgeries and how I used to take things for granted. Because according to several neurologists, I should not be walking, talking, sitting here. I was supposed to be a vegetable, but again, that's another show. Be grateful. It will shift the whole game for you. Number 7, get to know how. You just got to know who. You just looked at their habits. Now get to know how. Once again, you have to be willing to do the work. And it's really not that hard because you have access to the entire world at your fingertips. You don't even have to get home to sit at a computer anymore. You're carrying this information in your hand. I tell this to people all the time while you're sitting, on the toilet bowl, you can get a whole bunch of things done. And get excited about it because there's so much information. There's so much how-to for you to learn how to do what you need to do to change your life. The times of, I don't know, or where do I, how do I do this? They're long over. There's no excuse. 99% of you that are looking at me right now can read. And even if you can't read, you can listen. The problem is that you don't like to read, and most of you don't like to listen. Until you can master those two things, that is when you will grasp the information that you need to feed your dream, because that's where you want to go. It's great that you want to be a millionaire, but you can be a millionaire and hate it. Trust me. Because if you're making millions of dollars in a field that you can't stand, it's possible. It's difficult, but it's possible. What's the point? Because then you're grinding to keep this million in something that you hate to do. The objective is to now go out, Find what it is that really excites you, because it's not a job anymore if it excites you. If you're thrilled to get up every morning and go do this thing, whatever that thing is, it's a game. It's a joy. It's not a job. It's a lot. Now, honestly, that's why I keep coming back, because when I was first, when the world of podcasting was first put in my circle, I knew about podcasting, but when it was brought to me, hey, I want you to be in a podcast, I said, are you crazy? The person said to me, I think you'd be great at this. I told them that they were crazy. And I said, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be in the public. You know, I like being in the background. I was in a productive standpoint where I was the tech. I was the behind the scenes person that made everything run well. And I did not want to be in the camera. But they insisted, no, you're getting on this thing, you're doing it, and you'd be great at it. Guess what I learned to love? And guess why I'm here? Because I realized that all of the behind the scenes things, all of the technical things, all of the scene building, all of the putting the pieces together to make it run right that I was good at, so many people didn't understand what it took for things to happen. And these became the episodes of my podcast. How to do X, Y, and Z. How to live your life. And how to be a success at what you're doing. So now I'm sitting in front of the camera, and despite myself, this is one of the things that I love beyond other things. And part of it is also the performer in me. But yeah, I get to connect with you and make a difference in your life. And once again, we bring it back to my sister friend who called me and said, I was about to jump off a bridge. And then I don't want any of you jumping off the bridge on my watch when there are components that are in place that can help you get past whatever this is. Because guess what? Tomorrow is always going to come, whether you're here or not. And I'd like you to be here. So, number 8. Recreate your routine so that it feeds your dream. Guys, if you're getting up and going to a job that you hate, this was in the last one, if you're getting up and going to a job that you hate because you're living from paycheck to paycheck, at what point are you dreaming anymore? Now, here's a quick story for you. This is not about me. It's a quick story for you. Here's a quick one for you. And this has been a joke between a friend of mine and myself for a long time. And no offense to MTA. It's a great job. It's a wonderful job. That's the problem. A lot of Black men get tied into the MTA game. MTA's got a great pension. It's got a great package. There's a great job. You get up, you go to work every day. The money is good once you get past a certain point. You can retire at a certain point. That sounds like the American dream. You can raise your kids. You can send them to school. But where do you dream? So many have gotten on to the MTA boat and they have said, well, you know, I'm going to work this job and I'll do my stuff, you know, and this will help to fund my expenses. Getting a job like MTA is a very addictive thing. If you could, listen, don't get me wrong. If you can grab it and it's for you, do that. Because it's a very good position to be in. It takes you from beginning to end, and you do well. If you can keep up with the day-to-day of it, you do well. God bless you. But if you're trying to be a musician, if you're trying to be a screenwriter, if you're trying to be a director, if you're trying to be on Broadway and you work for MTA, it's not happening. Especially in a time like this when they're going to call you for all the time because there's a snowstorm. You're not going to gravitate to things that enhance your dream, and don't give up and don't let go. If you made the plan your day job can be intermingled in it because you can see it. You can keep tapping back into that plan and you can see the progression of where you need to go. You need to make a plan. We're correcting the steps that you haven't made or you forgot to make, and let's get it right this time around. That's why we're having this conversation. And as I said, it's showing through in your emails. A lot of you are repeating the same thing over and over again. We give you the help, but you're not doing it because you're in these patterns. Okay. Recreate your routine so they reflect your dreams. All right. Here's a biggie within that realm. You got to stop talking down. This is a simple one. You got to stop talking down to yourself. Oh, well, you know, I can't do this and I got to do this. If I could just get to it. You got to stop that. You have to create your dreams and see it and believe it. And that's what's missing as well. You're not believing. You believe other people's crap. You believe every negative thing that's said, but you can't believe in yourself. This makes no sense to me. You can't see and envision your dream and believe in it. So how do you expect to get there? Because believing that you can do it and understanding it, which is about making the path, to get there and then getting the knowledge to apply it, it's all a part of the game. All right. This one is so big. And you're not going to like this one because, again, you're going to have to really look at the situation and face certain things. Change your people. Do you have any idea how many people that you have around you that are really not rooting for you? You're looking for approval from people who don't even care. My mother used to say, don't make we plans with I people. I'm going to give you that again. Don't make we plans with I people. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she was right. We are so busy thinking about, oh, what we are going to do together. And we expect ladies, y'all, and it's relationship nonsense. Again, another show down the line. Y'all are in relationships that you should not be in, pushing men or women to do things that they have no business doing. Worse yet, you have no business doing. And not understanding why they're ready to bail because you're so overbearing in this. We're going to do this together. And you're mad that they're thinking about themselves and trying to get their shit together. Stop it. Then you have the other set of people who you are so busy being the captain of that ship and you're rowing that team that you have along with you. And honey, you better check. Because there are people on the back of that boat drilling holes. I've been there. I've built corporations and businesses with people that I said, you know what? I'm moving to the top. Let me go and get you. Come and step up the ladder with me. You, my peoples, are bringing you with me. I have put them on my back in my boat and was steady staring. Here we go. And they were back there drilling holes and soaring off the rudder. Check your people. I know that that's going to be a big one. Because some people you've had with you your whole life. And you want to take them with you to the top. But not everybody is supposed to go to the top with you. I'm not saying that you're not going to help your fellow man up. But do you want to achieve your dream? Do you want to grasp what is for you? Or do you want to spend time training other people, I'm here. Let's keep it real. Because I let people step on my neck to get where they're going. Have paid to get people to where they're going. But you got to take time and take for yourself. You cannot pour from an empty vessel. You can't keep pouring into people if there's nothing for you. It's time for you. It's time for you. And that's what some of these bitter emails that you guys have been sending us are full of. And I did this and I did that. Okay. So you're going to sit here and lament about it, or are we going to fix it now? We are providing you with the tools to fix it. So let's fix it and move forward. Which brings me to number 10. And I touched on this before, but this is huge. If you don't believe in what you're doing, how in the hell do you expect somebody else to believe it? You want me to convince you of your dream. You want me to convince you that it's worth it. Let me tell you something. With this podcast, I have waited for people who I've known practically all of my life to support me. I get more support from people that are not family and close friends than I do from the people that I have carried on my back. Keep sitting there waiting for people to support you. Sometimes you just got to close your eyes and keep going. Don't stop and don't give up. Because if you don't believe in yourself, it's not going to happen. I had to close my eyes and dig in with this podcast because at one point the numbers dropped real low. And I told y'all in the beginning of this season, I almost didn't come back. It was when I didn't come back and people saw that we weren't coming back. Jack says, you know what? We got to answer this call. We got to answer these people because they're calling me, they're calling you. We got to get back on the air. And I made the decision. And Jax made the decision, regardless of whether we have 10 people, we have 200 people, we have 1,000 people, we are coming and we will continue to do what it is that we are doing because we love doing it and we love how it affects you and we love the ability to give you the information. So we're going to close our eyes and keep marching on because we believe in what we're doing. If we can't see the growth, if you can't see your growth, don't expect somebody else to see it for you because it's not theirs. There's an old phrase that, and I'm going to get religious on you for 1 minute, that God calls people to do certain things. It's not a conference call. He called you. Get up and answer the phone and go do what you got to do. My question to you is, are you worth it? Because if you don't believe that you're worth it, none of this is going to work. So you've got to hone the mind, the body, and the spirit. And if you go back through the list, and I hope you've been taking notes, or you can watch it again and take the notes, there are different components and how to deal with them. And if you have questions, if you have comments, please still, even if we're off the air, if you still type, we will still see it. If you send us an email at espspeaks@gmail.com, we will see it. We will answer you. If you hit the page and send us a message, those are the easiest ways. Notice that I didn't give the phone number again because the phone number, we get so inundated with calls, we don't get to them. But because we're online all the time, but because we're interactive with our jobs and everything else, we see the emails and we see the clicks. So send it there and we will answer you. If you forget anything else, you can't forget this. Be consistent. Keep coming back. Keep banging it out. Do and do and do and do and do again. And this is a very important concept that I want to share with you. So let's take a look at this real quick.
2009, I was 19 years old. working a summer position at Target between my freshman and sophomore year at undergraduate school. I was working in the women's clothing department, and I noticed a lady staring at me from across the aisle. I figured she probably had a few screws loose, so I attempted to ignore her very intense stares. She eventually manages to make her way a little bit closer and closer to me where I was working until she eventually walks up to me and says hello. I say the famous Target quote, which is, "Hi, may I help you find something?" She then asks me if I was married, and then I said, "No, ma'am, I am not married." She says, "How old are you?" I said, 19. "May I help you find something?" She then says, "You are the most beautiful girl I have seen." And I said, "Oh, thank you." I didn't work that much on my makeup, but I did the best I could, but thank you. And then she says, "I think you could be the next Miss USA." And I stare at her in pure disgust and said, "Pageants? You're telling me pageants, like Sandra Bullock, Miss Congeniality. Pageants? You think I should compete in pageants? I'm in the Army, okay? We don't do pageants in the Army." She then asked me to meet her at Starbucks the very next day before my next shift at Target. And she just wanted to do a little bit of explaining when it comes to what pageants is. And apparently I was a pretty open-minded 19-year-old because I actually agreed to meet her the very next day. So 3 months later, I compete in my first pageant and I lose. I go back the second year, compete in the state pageant. I lose. Go back the third year, compete in the state pageant and lose. Go back the fourth year, compete in the same pageant, and lose. I go back the fifth year, y'all. Compete in the state pageant and lose. But guess what? I go back the sixth year. Guess what happens? I lose. I called her on the phone and said, "You told me I could be the next Miss USA." And she says, "Deshauna, keep working, don't quit, keep going back." And in June of 2015, she passes away from leukemia. 6 months later, in December 2015, I win Miss District of Columbia, USA. And 6 months after that, in June of 2016, I become the first soldier to win Miss USA. And you all already know where I'm going with this. At times, our purpose drops in our laps as if the heavens threw it by accident. I ask only one thing of you all today after you leave this building, after accomplishing an amazing goal. Do not fear failure, but please be terrified of regret. As giving up is the birth of regret. After you walk out this door, you will receive 100 doors shut, slam in your face. You will have 100 moments that will be filled with someone telling you no, or telling you, "Thank you for your application, but we regret to inform you that we've chosen a different candidate for this job." You will sit in 100 different interviews and you will not get the job. The reality of life is that we will all hear more no's then we hear yeses, and we will fail a lot, and I mean a whole lot. But what I ask of you today is to not take no for an answer. Don't be afraid of no's. Be afraid of the possibility of a yes that you have prematurely destroyed because you decided to quit before the clock strikes 12.
You only need one yes. In whatever you are doing, in whatever you're fighting for, in whatever you are trying to achieve, and you have to receive this grant or approval or stamp from a higher power, from someone a step above that's opening the gate and saying, "Yes, we're going with her." You only need one yes. You might have had 14 failures. But you only need one yes. And that yes will bring you into a place of completion, a place of belief, and a place of understanding of self that will empower you to a level that you will not even be able to comprehend. I need you to remember something. When you really want to quit, everything is hard until you do it once. Everything that you're afraid of, everything that you've been shying away from, everything that's outside of your comfort zone, that one thing that you want to achieve, everything is hard one time. Once you do it, it's cake. Once you've done it once and your mind registers that you can do that thing, sure, you still got to work. Especially if it's physical, you might have to put some sweat in, but you know you can do it. So your belief has already been achieved. You have to bring yourself to a point where you can believe in you, because if you don't believe in you, nobody else is going to. But you got to get up and do the work. So at least take one thing, start today. Take that one thing, changing the mindset, changing the attitude, get out of the conversations that are talking about something else. And I'm gonna hone that one all the way in and be extremely specific. Conversations that are talking about other people, don't find yourself in, because there's no good in that. None. If there's a conversation that you're having with regard to someone and you can't take that conversation and go to them and look them in the face and have it with them, you don't belong there. And trust me, I have found myself amongst a lot of those conversations, but you have to have the sense to back away and get out. Stop finding yourself with people who do that, because as soon as you leave the table, you become the next point of conversation. And that type of energy is not something that you have time for, because you're too busy going up to have to deal with things like that. So in the meantime now, we gotta go. I've had a great time with you. I hope all of these elements help with you and where you're driving to. Keep sending us those emails. Keep tapping into us at ESP Speaks on Facebook, on YouTube, we're ESP Speaks, on Twitter, we're Speaks ESP, on Instagram, we're ESP Real Talk. And we want to talk with you. So hit us up. Let us know what's going on. We believe in you, and remember, we think you're extraordinary. We'll see you next time on ESP Speaks.